This is All Things Vocal Radio Show. I'm your host, Judy Rodman. You'll be hearing interviews and music from new recording artists. And you get some vocal training tips for your own voice. Every episode, I'm going to give you a free vocal lesson. That's right, a professional tip you can go on to use for your next recording or live performance. If your voice matters, hey, I can fix ya. All right, time for your power path and performance vocal lesson. Today we're going to talk about singing and playing an instrument at the same time. As a singer who frequently plays keyboard, guitar, mandolin, and other odds and ends, and as a vocal coach who works with a lot of musicians, there are things I've had to learn about the most efficient ways of accomplishing this musical multitasking. Depending on how you do it, playing an instrument can either help or hurt your singing. Here are some tips for you. First, prepare by playing and singing separately. It's extremely important to practice your voice and your instrument separately so you can put your undivided attention to the task. When practicing the piano, guitar, or other instrument, just sing very lightly, if at all, going over to your head voice on notes that are even slightly high. When you're practicing singing, sing a cappella or to a track you've recorded of your instrument. Or just play diamonds or simple chord changes so that you can focus your attention on your vocal technique. When you get them both right and easy, start putting them together. If there are syncopated or complicated rhythms you need to play on your instrument, this needs to become muscle memory as you carefully put your voice and fingers together and practice simultaneously. Next tip, get your posture right. Sit or stand tall, retaining a flexible feeling in your spine. Slumping for any reason is a kiss of death for the voice. It will negatively affect your inhale, your breath support, and your control of breath. It will also tighten your throat. Sit or stand in such a way that you don't collapse your rib cage at all. Don't lean forward in a way that collapses your rib cage. This means you need to pay careful attention to the length of a shoulder strap that you're using for your instrument. And don't cradle a guitar or bass. Wear it over an open chest. Next tip, get your microphone right. If you're singing and playing an instrument, you're usually working with a mic stand that comes either with a boom attachment or what's called a gooseneck. That's great because you don't want to have to lean into the mic in such a way that your ribcage tightens. Make sure the mic is positioned close enough to your mouth so you don't have to lean over to sing into it. Also, make sure it's high enough to encourage that tall spine, but not cause your chin to lift. This will greatly improve your breath and open throat technique. If you're working with a headset or lapel mic, remember to stand tall and flexible, head back, chest open. Next tip, get your power coming from your seat or your feet. I see way too many keyboard, guitar, bass, and other players powering their voices from their shoulders. You need to center your power in your pelvic floor so you're not tempted to tighten your shoulders or jaw, all of which tighten your throat and breath. And absolutely yes, if you sit correctly, you can sing sitting as well as you can standing. But you must sit on the edge of your seat, not back into it, so that it feels the same as standing. Squeeze your butt against the seat for power. If you're standing, power from your heel. That's part of your pelvic floor. You'll figure that out when you try it. Next tip, especially for keyboard and piano players, secure your pedals. If your feet have to slide forward looking for a slipped pedal, you'll find your performance focus thrown off, along with a sudden possible posture slippage. Duct tape can be a keyboard player's lifesaver. I keep a roll in my cord bag at all times. Next tip, use your fingers lightly. This can be feather light on your instrument to tip your balance over your tailbone instead of into the instrument. Don't press hard enough to cause tension in your hands, wrists, or fingers. Just lightly intend your fingers to keep you flexibly tall and open and not slumping. Next tip, be a singer who is playing an instrument, not an instrumentalist who is singing. This one is a mindset issue. You have to put your priority on communicating your voice, and your playing has to be secondary when you're doing it at the same time. For an interim instrumental bridge, go ahead and focus on your lead instrument. But then when it's time to sing again, instantly put your focus back on your voice and the message you're delivering. Class dismissed. Now it's time for some music from our guest artist. This is a girl from Australia that I've been working with, who is just barely out of her teens and already been a star for quite some time. Here's Shay Fisher singing A Little Bit of Love.
Alarm rings and I wake up. Put my contacts into my makeup. Hear the traffic and I'm stuck. It's gonna be one of those days. From the moment that I clock in, the boss is on my case again. Hold my breath and count to ten. Can't wait to get out of this place. I get home and I walk in. There's your arms and I fall in. A little bit of love goes a long, long way. Doesn't take much to save the day. A little bit of love goes a long, long way. Little kiss and I'm okay. And I feel a little down. You got the sweetest words to say. A little bit. Know when I'm needing, keep me going, my heart beating. I still can't believe it, forever's in your smile. Doesn't have to be a romantic night, dozen roses and candlelight. All I need to get me right is for you to hold me for a little while. What you do, just one touch, always gives me more than enough.
A little bit of love goes a long, long way. Doesn't take much. Just save the day. A little bit of love goes a long, long way. Little kiss and I'm okay. And I feel a little down. You got the sweetest words to say. A little bit.
Where are you today?
I am in Nashville, Tennessee.
We're talking by phone today because you're about to get ready to go out of town again, you globetrotter.
I know. I'm on my way to Texas this afternoon, so it's been a crazy week. From I've had two songwriting sessions each day, and then I've been packing, and it was midnight last night when I decided I should probably start packing, and it was a little late then.
Well, you are a recording and performing artist and songwriter from Australia. You are also an actress, a model, a horsewoman, and that's just the things that I know about you.
You make me sound good. I like it.
Okay. From the time I've spent with you, Shay, I know you as a sweet, appropriately guarded, wise young woman who has listened to advice but then makes up her own mind. You were a child star in Australia. You've had a career already. You've grown up in the business. How have you used the experience of being a child star, learning the ropes and growing in your singing and songwriting crafts, finding a good circle of friends and advisors, and yet you've avoided the pitfalls of becoming, you know, a self-sabotaging, irresponsible adult in trouble that has sadly affected so many other children in the arts? You know, what's in the genes? Did your mama used to, like, threaten you to ground you so far that you would start speaking Chinese, or what?
You know, I think growing up, if you have a good family basis, and my family have always been very good model, my parents have always been so supportive and been a huge part of my career. So I was a child growing up. I never wanted to disappoint my parents, and if I did, I knew I was going to get a hiding. So I guess I always had that in the back of my mind. But I think, you know, you make your own decisions in life, and, you know, if you want to go and do all that stuff that affects other people, you can definitely do it. You know, there's even plenty of opportunities in my life now. You know, you're surrounded by all sorts of things. And I guess I just choose not to. I mean, my career means too much to me to, you know, get involved with alcohol and drugs and partying. You know, there's barely enough hours in the day for me to get done what I want to do, let alone be, you know, spending my hours doing things that just do not help me move forward.
Not only does your career get spared, but your life gets spared, and you end up much happier.
It's not a healthy lifestyle, and I've just never been into that. I mean, as you said, I've had success in Australia. I had 4 number ones. I had my first number one when I was 16 over there. But even growing up, you know, my parents are rodeo royalty in Australia. Like, if my dad goes down the
street. Rodeo royalty. All right.
Like, for those that don't know, my dad's an 8-time Australian world champion bull rider. And,
wow.
Mum's a barrel racing champion. So in Australia, you know, my family, you know, was quite well known, and I saw the way that my parents handled themselves, and there's always people watching you and your family and wanting to see you stuff up. So it's nice when you can just live a normal life, be a normal person, not let any of the fame or success go to your head.
That's awesome. Shay, what song do we want to listen to now?
Let's put on Suitcase. This was one of my songs that went to number one in Australia.
There's a place in my mind where I'm already gone. It's a world that I've never seen before. Put my head through the clouds, let them block in the sun. Turn off the lights, lock the door. All of my memories, all of my mistakes, I'm gonna prove. Suitcase.
That was Shay Fisher with her number one record in Australia. She was quite the child star. But let's get back to the interview and see how she's doing as the young woman in this crazy business.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you're doing now. You've already had number one records as a child, and you are embarking on an adult career. You're doing some modeling for Wrangler Jeans along with all the songwriting and performing that you're doing. What's going on with Shay right now?
The singing side of things, I had a song out here last year, and it was on CMT. It was a top 20 on CMT, so I was very lucky because it was, you know, it was quite successful. And then, I mean, I kind of went away for 6 months after having that single and wanted to get some other stuff happening. So Cruel Girl, which is a Wranglers competition, they approached me about being there in Dorsey, and basically I went ahead and I did all their photo shoots. And it's cool because driving through Dallas and Fort Worth now, you can see, you know, my bum or me on billboards, which is great. And, you know, even opening up, like, the Cowboys Indie magazines and all the Western magazines, there's, you know, photos of me. And it's funny because growing up, you always dream of doing things. Like, I always wanted to be the Cruel Girl model, and I always wanted to have a song on TV. And you have little dreams and goals, and it's nice when you see them start to come together. And, you know, I do acting, as you said, and I'm... there's possibility of a reality show next year that I'll be involved in. So, but it's not like one of those reality shows where I have to be mean and, like, cause trouble to... It'll be a good one. I'm busy. I don't like to have a day off. I'm very much a little bit of a workaholic, but it's great. I'm actually heading home to Australia on Sunday to do a... 3 week tour over there, and that'll be great because I can do my 3 week tour. I go home there and I make money and keep my Australian fans happy. So I'm really looking forward to it. I get to headline a tour over there, and then I'll be back here till the end of the year, songwriting and recording and getting everything else happening here.
Well, I tell you what, I think you're going to be much more visible in the market over here in the States very soon. So we'll be looking for you. Let's listen to more Shay music. What are we listening to?
This song's called Getaway Heart, and this is my most recent song that just went number one in Australia.
Cool.
You drove up in your Corvette. I said, girl, I ain't mad yet. I should have seen it coming. Turned and started running, but I ran into your arms instead. Then led you straight to leaving. Don't wanna stop you. Just wanna go to.
your songwriting. You are incredibly prolific. What kind of schedule have you been keeping? It's been kind of crazy. Like songwriting.
It's been ridiculous. It's been, honestly, I've had at least 2 songwriting appointments a day. And for those that don't really understand like what the songwriting is like, basically I do 2 sessions a day, and each session is a 3-hour session. So it's 6 hours of songwriting a day at the minimum. And then sometimes in between those songwriting sessions, I have to put vocals down. And so normally I'm doing about 12 songwriting appointments a week.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, and you're over here in the big pond of songwriters, so kind of making use of it, aren't you? I bet you learn things with everybody that you write with, and they learn things from you.
It's incredible. Like, each different writer you learn something from, and, you know, just depends who you're writing with. I mean, everyone's got such different styles. Some people like to write story songs, and others like to write rock pop songs. And I mean, the way I look at it is the more I indulge myself into the music and the songwriting, the better I'll get. Because when you're writing with A-grade writers, you're going to have to improve and you're going to get better. And, you know, for me, it's about getting better, and I don't just want to stay at the same level with my songwriting. And, you know, if I'm writing 100 songs in 6 months, you know, maybe 2 of them will be hits. So, you know, the more you write, the more chances you have at writing a hit.
Right, and you raise the benchmark for your own craft there. Shay, I've had the honor of working with you as a vocal coach, and what do you think has helped you to develop a more mature vocal sound from your more childlike sound?
I think the exercises. Like, really, I used to grow up and I thought, oh, exercises, whatever. Like, I always did them. But I think when you know, like, I sat down when I went home to Australia after we first worked together, Judy, and really listened to it, and it's a matter of, you know, especially getting your breathing right, knowing where you're singing from so your voice doesn't get tired, and those exercises. It's kind of like any muscle. You know, it's not going to get big and strong unless you're working it. I notice when I'm touring that I'm singing more, and, you know, after the tour, I feel that, you know, I'm stronger as a vocalist every tour.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Shay, where can we find you and find your music?
I have a website, just shayfisher.com, but my name's spelled S-H-E-A, and then my last name is Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R.com. You can go onto that. I have Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, my website, or if you just can't be bothered finding me on Facebook, just Google me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Radio star, rider of horses, wrangler, jeans model, and all other things, Shay. Thank you very much for taking time out of your vida loca and joining me today on All Things Vocal. You are amazing.
Thank you so much. Hey, guys, this is Shay Fisher, and you're listening to All Things Vocal with Judy Rodman. Now, you can check me out on www.shayfisher.com.
Love's gone bad. You gave it all that you had. Hey, now don't you be sad. Just turn off the radio. Throw on your favorite jeans, the ones with holes in the knees, and feel that highway speed down on Breezy's road. Easy come, easy go. Ride those radio waves till you feel good again. All it takes is a song.
Song to get you over it. Everything.
And that does it for another round of All Things Vocal. Shay Fisher, who is our guest artist today, came into my office when she was still a child star. Her wise producer, Jane Bach, brought her in so that she could develop a little bit more womanly resonance in her voice. That way, her career could go on past childhood, and she could have a lot more longevity in this crazy business. Pretty smart on both their parts, I think. The transition from child's voice to teenage voice to adult voice can present problems, whether you're a female or a male. Of course, we all know about the male's changing voice, but the female voice changes too. So the thing you want to do is to learn to keep singing through those transitions, but sing carefully so that you don't strain your voice as it adjusts to its new maturity. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. I love to get your comments. And stay tuned next week. Remember, if you or someone you know has a vocal problem, well,
I can fix you, I can teach you.
For more information about my vocal training and production services, go to www.judyrodman.com. Thanks for listening. And join me next week on the New Artist Radio for another round of All Things Vocal.